Power crews and road workers are cleaning up in the Pacific Northwest after the region was battered by snow, heavy rain, and flooding. The storm is being blamed for 5 deaths in Oregon and 3 in Washington. Oregon's governor has declared a state of emergency in 3 counties there. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting has a report.
As many as 150,000 residents in several parts of Washington and northern Idaho are still without power because of the storm. About 3,000 homes in Oregon remain in the dark as well. The storm dumped as much as a foot of snow in the mountains and eastern sections of Washington and Oregon, and as much as 7 inches of rain in coastal communities. The storm caused extensive flooding in rivers and streams, many of which are still recovering from heavy flooding last February. Most of the high water has receded today, but Abby Kershaw with the Oregon Emergency Management Division says it's too early to assess the extent of the damage.
There's still so much high water in various areas that we're going to have to wait until the water's down before we really get a better idea of what we're looking at.
Hundreds of people in western Oregon were evacuated after streams overflowed. Most have returned home. In the heavily flooded Lane County in western Oregon, the state has provided pumping trucks to distribute fresh water to people displaced by the floods. Damon Coates with the Clackamas County Emergency Center says most of the roads in that area are now open.
Not out of the woods yet, but at least nothing worse to expect as far as more floods for the next day or two.
Mudslides shut down parts of Interstate 5 yesterday. The highway is open now, but many roads in Oregon and Washington continue to be hazardous. Authorities are recommending no travel in many mountain highways because of deep snow. The storm is blamed for 5 deaths in Oregon. A mudslide destroyed a house in the town of Umpqua in the southern part of the state. And a woman's body was found in her car submerged in a swollen river. In Washington state, a man was killed in Natchez when a snow-laden tree branch fell on his motorhome. A man in Yakima was crushed to death when his carport collapsed under heavy snow. And a man in Silverdale died of a heart attack after his car slid off a highway. Mild weather prevails in most of the Northwest, but forecasters are keeping an eye on another storm system expected later in the week. For National Public Radio, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.